880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have got an absolutely awesome show today. You wouldn't even believe what's been going on here backstage in the fiddling. We've got about 20 different people here in the show. We've got all of my good friends from CCIM in South Florida. They're here auditing the show. We're going to have my good friend Jim Angleton on. He's the CEO of Aegis FS. They deal in all kinds of things, financial and banking. He's going to talk about Bitcoin, cash cards, and cybersecurity. Then we're going to have a real super special guest on, Dr. Roy Weiss, MD. He's the PhD. He's the new chair of the Department of Medicine at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. He's an endocrinologist. He's a cool guy. He's a funny guy, and he's going to be our guy in about a half hour. And at the end of the show, the last quarter, we're going to have Tarek Maddox. Tarek is the physiologist that helps Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, the two NFL running backs, stay in shape. And he will be with us in the final quarter hour. We're going to talk about how he continues to help me stay in shape in my recovery from my back injury. And we've, of course, got Shelley Bloom. Is Shelley on the line yet? Shelley is not on the line. What is it with Shelley? I mean, that guy, he never gets on the line at the right time. He is just too funny. And we've got Jim walking in as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. So Wonder Woman, take it away. Take us out, and then we'll come back after this short break.
Dive in on Wednesday, July 30th for Camp Day at Marlins Park. Register your summer campers and come see the Marlins battle the Nationals at 12:40. Plus, it's Chevron Crazy Eights Wednesday. Fill up at your local participating Chevron station and receive a discount on tickets starting at just $8 for any Wednesday home game. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
All right. Well, we're going to do a live read for UHealth next, aren't we, Wonder Woman?
All right, well,
why don't you go to the next ad?
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and Wonder Woman is still trying to figure it out back there. She's doing the best she can, but she's still a little fast on the in and fast on the out. No real good blend in there, but we're going to get it right, aren't we? Now, we got Shelley out there, because Shelley's the man that knows about all the blends. He knows about the natural fabrics, too. Shelley.
Yes, my son, yes.
Hey, so what's going on? I walked through that place today, that cavernous store of yours. I walked into that back room you have back there, and you started whipping out all those Armanis. What was going on with that?
Well, like I told you the other day, we were running this sale, and it's almost over just today. Forget it, because we're just about ready to close at 5:30. It starts again tomorrow at 9:30 and ends at 5:30, and then Saturday it's over. We sold over 400 suits this month, James. Unbelievable, giving them away. Giorgio Armani, Zegna, Canali, up to $3,000 bucks. for only $5.99.
You know, it's unbelievable, Shelley. I was walking in there, and it sounded to me, and, you know, I don't have a CCAM, so I'm not that sharp, but it sounded to me like the math was all wrong, that you actually are losing money on some of these things.
Well, you got to move it. You got to move it. If we sold 400 suits at $600 a piece, and naturally people then buy other things and shirts and ties, and it's a matter of when do you just move your merchandise? Well, we did it, and we decided to do it, and now we're just at the end of it, and yes, there is some famous labels that most people can't afford, but at $5.99, you're not going to be able to get a Giorgio Armani black label suit from Italy anywhere in the world for $5.99. You can go to any, even the damaged stuff that they sell online at times, or the Salvation Army or something, it just doesn't exist. So somebody heard, we were on your program, we promoted it. I'm sure a lot of people heard it, didn't hear it, they weren't ready, but it's over in the next 2 days, and I'm telling you, we've got Italian clothing in there, light colors, I mean, just fashionable goods from Italy for $5.99. You cannot get it anywhere, anywhere. And so this is our story for this week, and that sale's over, and as you know, we're still selling our buy one suit for $2.99 and get 17 pieces of clothing, which includes three suits, three shirts, three ties, three handkerchiefs, three socks, two traveling bags, 17 pieces, and yes, these suits are $300 retail for one. This comes from the factory marked. This is a legitimate $300 suit, and I like when the people call me up and they want to know the labels.
So, yeah, no, the labels were great. They're gorgeous labels.
You saw three couples right there while you were there buying. Each one bought the packages, which you heard the gentleman says, Shelley Bloom, the package, 333. Well, that's what I advertised. That's why I'm in business for 50 years. And that's why, while you were there for the 30, 40 minutes, we were just talking as buddies, there was 9 suits sold. So at the end of the day, it's 30, 40 suits every day that we sell. Merchandise comes in. Merchandise goes out. But like I said, with the more expensive clothing in the VIP room, we had a bang-up month, and we're pretty clean. But there's still good goodies left.
Hey, listen, man. Somebody just walked into the studio that wants to say, hey, Shelley. Give him a shout-out, Jimmy.
Brother Shelley, this is Jimmy Angleton saying hello. How are you? And I need to get another suit. You know, I've worn out the last one I got from you 100 years ago.
He wears one suit. That's
believe
the whole
me,
thing.
And I have to say one thing, James. Your family, who I knew your dad quite well, and your mother, you know, you don't not supposed to know your friends' mothers like you do the fathers, and what a warm, lovely gentleman. May he rest in peace. Your dad was a special, special guy. Big, good-looking man with a smile on his face all the time, and your mom naturally was a pretty lady.
So what happened to Jim?
Jim is a good-looking guy, man. I remember when he was a 42 long with a 36 like you have.
Well, 42 long. Listen to you. You know everybody that's long, Shelley.
I got to tell you something. The haberdasher of Miami.
Yeah,
now,
Shelley,
Shelley, now people want to come, they want to buy your suits, they're, you know, all these great deals, but we still haven't told them where you are, man.
They'll find it. Let them go up on, like everybody goes on the computer, they find, remember I told you a couple of weeks back about the Alberto jeans?
Yeah.
And I told you at Sawgrass, they're getting $225, and I sell them for $139.
Yeah, I went on the thing, I saw it, I couldn't believe it, it's $225, and you're telling me $135, I couldn't believe it.
Brand new spring goods, the fashionable. We basically, and I'll give you the address in a second because I know I got a roll, is that we buy 500-700 jeans at a time. We get an inside price. Otherwise, we couldn't sell it for $139 when they get $225. We get them before they're distributed in the United States, and by the time we're finished selling them, these guys are still getting their inventory. So at $139 for Alberto Jean, believe me, I know it's a lot of money for jeans because I'm not a jean guy, but when you see the same jean, the same company, the same fabric, at $225, well, that's why we're here for, and I keep repeating, 50 years.
Where are you? Because I got to go.
2650 Northwest 5th Avenue in Wynwood, the famous Wynwood.
The smoking hot Wynwood. All right, Shelley Bloom.
Nice to hear your voice.
God I love you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
You're the best. All right, Shelley Bloom.
I'm talking about Angleton.
Oh, not me? You don't love me? You love the other guy?
Bye, Shelley.
The building. All right, pal.
You're too funny, Sheldon. All right, Shelley Bloom, Fashion Clothiers. We're here now. We've got Jim Angleton. Jim's with, what's the name of your company, Jim? Aegis FS? What's the FS stand for?
Friendly Stuff.
I'll bet it does.
Finkelstein. All right, guys.
You're too funny, Shelly. Thank you so much, man. We'll catch you next week. We got Jimmy on. Jim's on now. Now, Jim, we're talking about, you know, your company, the things that you do for everybody. You know, you've been here for forever. You heard Shelly talking about your parents, for crying out loud. Now, Aegis does what? Set the table, because we're going to talk about Bitcoin and all the debit cards and cybersecurity, all the things you guys dabble in.
Well, it's nice to be here. Hello, everybody in Miami. And it was nice to hear Shelly and the great things that Brother Freed here does on the radio and all the millions of listeners here in
Tens
Miami.
Of millions, I'm Jim. Who you stop short-selling me here.
I know. And, you know, the Arbitron rating is like through the roof on this show.
It is. It is. Well, with you today.
And I'm just so honored. I appreciate the $100,000 honorarium that you gave me to come here and speak.
Coming out of the CCIM slush fund.
That's right. And, you know, the free parking space was great, too. So, you know.
The person finally pulled out?
Well, you know, somebody finally got out, you know.
You're a sick man.
Well,
now, listen, Jimmy, tell me, you know, one of the things I really wanted to talk to you about, because I know that really with all the joking and everything, you're one of the experts in town about this Bitcoin thing. What is that? Because it seems to me like it's kind of an interesting, shady kind of a situation. What's going on with that?
You and a lot of people else would like to know the same thing. You know, it's funny how over time, technology is a wonderful thing in some respects, and in other respects, it's a wait-and-see attitude and let it prove itself. In relationship to Bitcoin, it's a digital currency based on an encryption and a code. And, you know, it started in 2009, but really and truly, it was out there a lot longer. But it was a dormant type of an effect with some mathematicians and algorithm cryptographers that basically came out of the intelligence industry and military and government and big business. And it's a wonderful emulation of codes that a person to person can relay money from point A to point B in literally seconds. And to this exact point of where Bitcoin is going right now, we see a wonderful wide open field of a cheaper stream of how you can convey your currency or buy goods and services. And at the same time, it has a lot of implications of the lack of regulation, oversight, and review. So right now, we're looking at a very cool instrument called Bitcoin. And by the way, there's 290 different variables of digital currencies under the Bitcoin format.
Really? Wow.
So the nice thing about this is that it's not one currency. It's more than 290 of these type of digital currencies where you have a person that has a supercomputer. And what Bitcoin really comes down to is your amount of computing power and how much energy you can pay for to get your computer to dream up an algorithm. Mm-hmm. That particular algorithm is how you get your money.
Wow. So then I could make up code and kind of crack in there and take all the Bitcoins?
We could make a Freed coin.
Oh, awesome.
And then we can go to Shelly and go spend all the money there, you know, and get some nice duds.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could get them in all kinds of colors. You know, he's got these he's got some wild stuff. But back to this. So Bitcoin is a future currency. You know, I've read some things that it's potential for abuse out there, but what's the scoop with that?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. You have good, bad, and indifferent. And so to this point, there's a lot of well-intended people that are dealing in Bitcoin that are looking for a way to convey currency and shop and buy. It's great for third, fourth, and fifth world countries where their monetary supply and their currency levels are extremely exhausted, or they're not worth anything to anybody else. They're not even worth being admitted into the BRIC nations. And wow. So the bottom line is that to this degree, that's where the Bitcoin piece has its value. Here in the United States, it has its value too. Because when you look at if you used a brand type of a debit card or credit card, not too many people understand this, but the merchants actually pay a discount. So if you go and spend $10 for an item, the merchant's really seeing $8.20. And so under the Bitcoin premise of settlement, when you go to buy something, for $10, the merchant's going to receive $9.15 back.
Wow.
So it's a savings. And so if you buy big ticket items, it's a bigger savings. But like all other things, the nefarious comes into play. And we've seen many Russians, ill-intended Iranians, Venezuelans. Heck, there's a Venezuelan Bitcoin that's out there, and it's actually operating in a stealth mode so that the government of Venezuela can't track it, and some of their citizenry can come to Miami and bring their money here and offload it, be able to buy that house in Doral, or be able to go and spend money at Sears. Then again, you could also come here and buy weapons, buy drugs, or buy people with it. So it comes in all different shapes and forms.
Well, Jim, I think I'm going to take a deep breath. Wonder Woman's freaking out back there. So I think why don't we go to a break right here, right now. Then we'll come back. We're going to talk more financial cybersecurity, cashless transactions, and other really cool, neat stuff with Jim Angleton, CEO of Aegis FS. We'll be right back with more Freed on Business right after this. Wonder Woman, take us away. All right, everybody, only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year in Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to some of the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. So you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK today to learn more.
That has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions. This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun.
Dive in on Wednesday, July 30th for Camp Day at Marlins Park. Register your summer campers and come see the Marlins battle the Nationals at 1240. Plus, it's Chevron Crazy Eights Wednesday. Fill up at your local participating Chevron station and receive a discount on tickets starting at just $8 for any Wednesday home game. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with Jim Angleton. Jim is the other Jim today on the show, and we're talking about all kinds of things, financial and cybersecurity and stuff. Jim's the CEO of Aegis FS, and Aegis provides these type of high security solutions to banks and financial institutions and the U.S. government across the country. Jim, welcome back.
It's nice to be on the Jim Square Show.
That
Two
it
guys
is.
Named Jim, and then we're, you know, selling some Shelly Bloom jeans and a Warren Henry Jaguar Rover, and it's a great day in Miami.
Yeah, and then in a half hour, we're going to get everybody healthy. It's awesome today, man. Absolutely awesome. Now,
does that mean I get to get a Land Rover and drive out this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Larry's got the, you like the black or the white one?
I'll take any one of them.
All right. Well, he's got black and white. They're both sitting out in the back. You can take whichever one you want, and whichever one you don't take, I'm going to take because they're awesome cars and a great price. You know, they got that best price guarantee. But, Jim, cash cards all over the place, reward cards everywhere. What's going on here?
Oh, I want to tell you about a cool program that we're going to be announcing with the Beacon Council for the entire Miami-Dade community.
Awesome.
And it's going to be leaked out here first on the Freed Show.
We're going to leak it.
880 The Biz.
We're making news.
We're making news.
Bing, 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 bing. News.
You know, Miami is made up of small businesses, and we used to be a really cool town that had big companies, you know, and all of a sudden it became a wonderful destination to come and visit, see the beaches, and check out the shopping and great food and the Latin community and the flavor here. But at the same time, we've actually had a change and shifting of business. We're really a big town of small businesses.
Yeah, for sure, man.
And so, you know, you have all these different communities that have wonderful things that they offer. You have Little Havana, you have the Haitian District, and my people, the Greeks, we have one block on Miracle Mile and maybe Coral Way, and then you can go
into... But
it's into,
very Greek.
Well,
and they
yeah,
got some great restaurants.
You know, and then when I want a great corned beef sandwich, I know where I'm headed on the beach. So the bottom line is that we're coming up with a wonderful program that we're giving to the Beacon Council Foundation. And what it's all about is promoting all of the businesses to all of Dade County. And so the cool thing that we're going to be announcing very soon is where everyone in Dade County will be able to go and log into the Beacon Council and their Chamber of Commerce and get a free discount and reward card. All the participating small businesses in Dade County are going to give one of their signature items to the e-catalog of their Chamber of Commerce in the business section for the Beacon Council. And what the premise is every time you go into somebody's business, you're going to pull out your discount reward card, and they'll give you a little discount for a cash sale at the register, and then all the money that you spent in their company will add up in points. And during the year, you can go online, and for the points that you've accumulated from all your spending here in Dade County, you can go and pick up an item from that company, and it's free. And so the nice thing about it is that the Chambers of Commerce and the Beacon Council will make a little bit of foundation money, and then it'll help promote businesses throughout the communities, and it'll bring us under the One Community, One Goal program that the Beacon Council and the Chamber of Commerce are promoting within our community. So we thought at our company to donate this fabulous reward program, no fee to us, and give it to our community so that we can all shop together, we can all promote everybody's business together, and then we can also get out there and enjoy some of the sales and some of the aggressive little businesses that are out there that need you to come and patronize them.
So we're talking about going local, going going Main Street here. It sounds
awesome.
We're
talking about actually taking it to the street level. And this is something that we've needed for a long time. Of course, Carnival Cruise Lines, American Airlines, The Heat, they're all going to be participants in this. But, you know, then again, El Pub or maybe Versailles or maybe Jim Free Parking and Wash and Wax Detailing.
Listen, I haven't started that. I was going to announce that in 5 minutes. Jim, you blew my timing.
Well, I know you've been practicing at Warren Henry, home of the deal, and so the bottom line is that, you know.
Here's a buck, man. You're the best.
And then getting a certificate for a Shelley Bloom set of jeans or a great suit.
You know, they fit your butt cheeks just beautifully.
I'm going to tell you something. That man Shelley is something else. You will not leave his store without buying something. Okay?
Yeah, he's terrific. He's got something for everybody, too.
He does, absolutely. And so the nice thing about it is that, you know, we're all about living here, playing here, working here. And to that point, many of us don't venture out of our little communities. Sometimes we don't try, you know, something that's new, a Creole restaurant, or, you know, maybe something else. So this is what we're trying to do and promote within our community.
Now, let's talk. We've only got about 5 minutes left. I know that you guys specialize at your firm. 3 minutes left, Wonder Woman reminds me. I want to talk a little cybersecurity. You know, we've been having all these cyber attacks going on. The United States has its own cyber force now. Is it possible to remain secure against these threats from the internet across our infrastructure and banking system, Jim?
Kind of is the answer.
Geez, thanks a lot. I feel better now.
Well, in 2 minutes or less, let me just say this much to you.
Yeah, you got that.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can bet your bottom dollar that you're going to have an instance of cyber attack, cyber penetration or intrusion. Your ID will be stolen or compromised. You can bet on that one. And it's all coming from all the usual suspects, China, Russia, Iran. And so the bottom line is the best thing that you can do is keep a very robust firewall and safety security system within your software for your computer. Update and sync frequently. And watch the sites that you go to. Don't answer spam. If you don't know who's sending you an email or a text message, don't respond. If you don't recognize that phone number that's calling you on your cell phone, don't answer. Because the chances of somebody trying to see if this is a real live telephone number or if you send a response back that it's a live email address, you're going to get compromised.
Yeah, you know, I'm on my staycation, and I didn't update my message to say I'm out of the office because I figured that that would automatically ping people that spam me.
Absolutely. Even some of the times when you have your house listed for sale, you're going to have somebody that's going to go in there and not necessarily really want to buy your home, but want to see what's in there. And if they see that the house is not lived in all the time, they may get a visit from the friendly neighborhood thief that's going to break into their home. You never know where it's going to come from, but we can tell you this much. It's going to come. Our company has a feature that we provide cyber reconnaissance for a lot of the banks out there and some of the businesses. And we have a methodology, and it's called See Them Coming. And our cybersecurity specialists are all trained former government officials that used to work in these agencies. And the bottom line is, we see them coming. And we want to help you guys out there in business be able to remain safe, secure, not get your information compromised, and your customers' information compromised.
Well, Jim, how do you help people like Target protect their information? How do people come and find you?
You know, the one thing is that
through that firewall.
Yeah, you know, it's a little difficult because we really don't advertise and we're so well known within the industry that the funniest thing is that companies come and they find us. And the best thing to do is give us a call, 305-710-2000, and we'll see what we can do to help your big business like Target or your little business like Jim Fried's Wash and Wax and Delivery Service.
I love you, Jim. We're going to have Jim back on. We're gonna talk about cybersecurity and cyber attacks from all of our favorite group of characters, the usual suspects. We'll do it again probably after Labor Day, so watch your coming attraction emails. Jim Engleton, CEO of Aegis FS, the man, the myth, the legend. We'll be right back after this. Around the horn, we're going to do the University of Miami, new Miller School of Medicine. Roy E. Weiss, MD, PhD, joins the faculty from the University of Chicago. We're going to talk to Dr. Weiss around the horn right back after this. Wonder Woman, take it away. All right, we're living in America. We're rocking and rolling. We're cracking up. We're having a great time in the studio. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and we all know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and, hey, that personal assistant that I use all the time and have and can for the next 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody, as we get older, we're at risk of developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243, my favorite part, 305-243-2020. That's right, 2020, to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country now 11 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun.
Dive in on Wednesday, July 30th for Camp Day at Marlins Park. Register your summer campers and come see the Marlins battle the Nationals at 1240. Plus, it's Chevron Crazy Eights Wednesday. Fill up at your local participating Chevron station and receive a discount on tickets starting at just $8 for any Wednesday home game. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with our UHealth two-minute warm-up to Dr. Roy Weiss. UHealth, it's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. UHealth is in Plantation. Soon, Bascom-Palmer will be over on the southwest coast. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. We're going to talk to the new head of the Miller School right after this, so stay tuned. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. That's where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, again ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now 11 years in a row, and it also contains the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to know what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing our lives for the better every day. You know, they're doing some really innovative things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. What that means is if you ever have a heart attack, these guys can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth. You'd never know what it's going to be. And you know what? It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
No.
All right, as we come around the corner on the half hour, it's our U Health segment, and we've got a special guest today. We've got Dr. Roy E. Weiss, MD, PhD. He has joined the faculty from the University of Chicago. He's a distinguished educator, researcher, clinician, and nationally recognized for his studies with thyroid disease and other endocrine disorders. He also has great clinical skills and, from what I understand, a great sense of humor. Hopefully he'll display that on the show with us. Welcome, Dr. Weiss.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't think my sense of humor can match yours.
Oh, listen.
I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Oh, listen, you're already doing it. If you're already laughing, we're already winning. And, you know, diabetes is a really big problem. You seem to be an expert in that. My mom is already asking me, how do I get her an appointment with you? Diabetes, I mean, you know, it's been a worldwide epidemic. What are we doing to get that better?
So, great question. I think we are in the golden age of medicine right now. We are at a point in time like no other in our history in terms of our ability to diagnose and to treat diabetes. As you know, there's different types of diabetes. There's type 1, there's type 2, those that you get in childhood and those that develop as we get older. And it's like we are beginning to understand now that this is a very complex disease that is a factor of our genes, what we inherited from our parents. It's a factor of our lifestyle. It's a factor of what we eat and what we're exposed to in our environment. And so we have to understand all these factors that are coming to play and then decide how we treat them. So when you think about what your mom has, she probably has type 2, although I don't know. I mean, can't make a diagnosis over the phone. But generally speaking, there are new medications out today that we never even thought could exist before. And we're beginning to know which medications work better in which populations of people. Since it's such a prevalent disease, and it truly is an epidemic, which corresponds to the same epidemic of obesity and not unrelated, there's just not enough providers who know enough about the treatment of diabetes in the community to provide the expert care that's needed. So it's real important that the patients with diabetes that are diagnosed not only be taken care of by their primary care physician, but also be taken care of by an endocrinologist and someone who's knowledgeable in the latest and greatest treatments for diabetes.
Wow, you sound like you're the man. I got to make sure mom, follows up with you in your department, and you're right. I mean, you know, I didn't know anything about diabetes. A friend of mine got diabetes. I said, see that? You're just a glutton. He goes, no, it's in my family. I go, what are you talking about? I go to my mom. She goes, you know, it's in our family. I go, gee, thanks for letting me know. So you're telling me that I could get diabetes from either overeating or just being me?
Well, usually it's the combination of both. And there's many people out there that have diabetes, and it's sort of like the stock market. It keeps the threshold for diagnosis of what your blood sugar should be keeps getting lower and lower, and we call that abnormal. And so there's many people out there with diabetes that don't even know it. And the problem is not so much that in the first month or year even that someone has their blood sugar that's not well controlled, but after a period of years, it begins to affect their eyesight, their kidneys, that they could, God forbid, go on dialysis. Oof. It could affect the blood supply to their feet where they get ulcerations, and it can have extremely significant cardiovascular effects as well, that is your heart and likelihood to get heart disease. And so if it's not caught early, all those terrible things that I just mentioned could happen. But if you undergo regular surveillance by your doctor and it's caught early enough, all those terrible things I just mentioned can be prevented.
Yeah, mom just got one cataract done. She's going to get another one. I don't want to talk anything about dialysis. We're not talking about that today.
Okay.
But what I do want to talk about, how much time do I have, Wonder Woman? I got a little time yet. I got 4 more minutes, Doc. What I want to talk about is, you know, we talked a little bit about your specialty. We mentioned your sense of humor. I'm going to give you a chance to tell us a little bit about what you're going to do going forward as the new chief of medicine at the Department of Medicine there at U Health. And maybe that'll give you a chance also to show that great sense of humor that Dr. Goldschmidt keeps talking about. What are the plans for you and your administration coming up in the next couple of years at U Health?
Well, we are really poised to help to develop new cures for chronic diseases, to discover new diseases, and to enter into this era of what we call personalized medicine. In other words, understanding the genetic background of individuals and applying therapies, not, well, as your docs used to say, well, try this, it may work, if not, come back in a month and we'll try something else. Today we have better targets and understand better how to treat these diseases, whether it's asthma, whether it's heart disease, cholesterol, as we said, diabetes. All these things are possible. We have a specific goal and feel a mission to help the people of our community of South Florida, that we really want to improve society. We want people to live longer, but you know, what's the use of living longer if you don't feel good enough to enjoy that life? And we want to be people, we want people to have a quality of life that is really in keeping with what they should have. So our plans are to our goal is to provide the most outstanding clinical care to the residents of South Florida and beyond, to be a destination for people to come when they really have problems that are difficult and need a thoughtful approach by a team of physicians that are dedicated to the health care of the individual. That's not very funny. I take it's very serious.
No,
so, but
it is very serious, doctor, without a doubt.
And I feel really privileged to be in this community, and I'm looking forward to helping people and developing this wonderful department of medicine. You know, we have over 370 physicians just at the University of Miami dealing with internal medicine problems. So we have probably the largest academic body of physicians in the entire state of Florida.
Well, listen, Dr. Weiss, all I could tell you is that it's wonderful to hear you say that, because I got to believe that we're part of the vision that Pascal Goldschmidt, and that you hopefully too will embrace, or it seems like you have, which is to reach out to our community, and we try to bring it right here and deliver it to everybody in a way that they can consume it and create content that you and your technology department can then repurpose across all your platforms to give, to make all of these discoveries accessible, because what good is a discovery if nobody knows about it?
Absolutely. Now, give me your mother's telephone number. I'm going to call her and tell her what a wonderful son she has and that she should come see us.
Oh, you're too cute. Can I do this? I don't want to do this over. Can I do it, Wonder Woman? Tell her. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, Doc. I'll tell you what, Dr. Weiss, I'll get your email from your communications people,
sure.
And
okay.
We'll make sure that my mom, Lolly Green MSW, you know what? She actually is the first person that taught me how important it is to do outreach, because during her social work practicum, which she started at like 60 years old,
yeah,
she worked at U Health in Jackson trying to create outreach for the parts of the community that didn't know that it was available because of language and community perception barriers. So I want you to know is that I'm right there with you, Doc.
Right. If we can't help our community that's around us, we are not doing our job. And we have to make it accessible to everybody. And your mom's a social worker. I can just picture her. She must be a real ball of fire.
You have no idea. Plus, you know where she's from, right? Chicago.
I've been there for 30 years. I love the city, but I've got to tell you, Miami's got it beat.
Yeah, especially during December. Dr. Roy E. Weiss, MD, PhD, the new head of medicine, you know, up there at University of Miami Health Center. We call him U Health on the show. Dr. Weiss, can't wait to meet you in person. Give you a big hug for helping my mom.
Thank you. All the best to you and your listeners. Bye.
Thank you so much. Dr. Weiss will be right back after this short break with Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer and my trainer, too. Back after this, Wonder Woman, take me away.
Changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to
All right, if you need help, you go see that doctor. I know I'm sending my mom. She can't wait. Mom, I hope you heard that. I didn't want to give your phone number out, but you're going to get your appointment with Dr. Weiss. He seems like he's the man. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best prices because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any Land Rover, Range Rover, let me start that again. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Wow, you can't imagine what a great year it's been for Lawrence Kids and Coach Ron Book. You know, their walk in their In My Shoes campaign, walking across Florida, well, that just touched everybody. They didn't stop there. They walked all across the country. And you know, when I drive up and down the highway and I see the Love and Healing license plates that you can get from the DOT or off the website at lawrencekids.org, it touches my heart to know that other people are really working hard to help us protect our kids. So join me. Go to lawrencekids.org. More importantly, join Lauren. Back to you, Wonder Woman.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back, and we've got Tarek Maddox on the line. But before we get to Tarek, I want to remind everybody to join me Wednesday, August 27th at the JW Marriott Marquis, where I'll be part of the Vision Awards for ULI. That's right. The 2014 Lifetime Achievement Award is going to go to our Tony Goldman, good friend of our friend Joe First. So go to julie.medley@uli.org or call them at 954-783-9504. Join me. This is one smoking great event. If you want to meet the who's in development in South Florida, that's the place to go. Hey, Tarek, are you out there, man?
Hey, Jim, how's it going? What are you going to do, buddy?
I'm on fire, dude. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah, you're always on fire, especially after that great workout this weekend.
Oh, man, yeah. Today I had to take it back a little. All I did was the aquatic stuff and a little bit of walking. I had to get my heart rate up there a little bit. But, you know, I walked right past those machines like you told me to do and stayed just regular manual stuff. You know, with my back repair going here, I got to just stay safe.
That's right, Jim. That's our key. We're staying hydrated and staying safe. Make sure we get a great warm-up like we always do, man. You've been doing a great job. I'm just happy to be back in your life, getting you back on track, Jim.
Tarek, you never were out of my life. You were just out of my eighth-floor gym for a couple of months while
right,
I was rehabbing, man. But it's great. We're going to get together on Saturday. We're going to do the water stuff, you know, and we're going to do the machines. You know, I do get a great workout on the machines, but the most important thing that's been added to my life, and I got to thank Larry Zinn for giving me the idea for this, is to put on my Fitbit. And before I forget, I want to give another shout out to Jim Angleton. We had a great time with Jimmy on the show today, giving him a shout out. Hey, Jim, I just got your text. There's your shout out.
great.
Now, Tarek, listen, man, what do you got planned for me coming up? Because, you know, I'm starting to get strong, but I'm just not there yet. What do I have to look forward to over the next couple of months?
Jim, we're still going to take it step by step, you know, because like I always say, progress is a process. So we're going to go through the process in order to progress you the right way so I don't hurt you. And, you know, so you can look and feel great again. So I got some great stuff coming up for you, Jim. And I just can't wait to, you know, to continue to get you back to your goals and where you were before. You know, we're going to do it.
Oh, man, I can't wait. You know, it's thundering outside, which means that, you know, who is listening now. So you better be careful. Let me ask you this, Tarek. You know, I use these machines a lot, but not really very heavily. We only use the elliptical is really the only machine we use. What do you think about everybody else? I mean, it seems to me like everybody needs to be very cautious with these machines.
Yes, you can also overdo it. Overuse of the machines is not good, obviously. So, I mean, keep everything in moderation. You know, you got to have a safe, slow approach. I know people, you know, tend to get great results on the elliptical, but not knowing that, you know, overuse of the elliptical machine can be damaging their knees, their lower back, and so forth. So you got to listen to your body, pay attention to your injuries if you're aching or you're getting sore in areas that you normally won't get sore in, such as your lower back. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. Everything in moderation, though.
Yeah, because I always get worried because it tightens up a little, it gets stiff a little. I try to ice it down. I you know, I just don't know. But it seems that when I work with you, the most important thing is just moderation. You know, everybody wants to pound themselves. We saw the one person in the gym doing these very crazy looking, I don't know what, squats with a dumbbell between their legs. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me like that was somebody that was, yeah, they were hurting themselves. It didn't look like they were really going to be improving themselves at all.
The approach is very important. Like I always say, it's all about the approach. So.
Well, you know, now, what is the best approach for somebody getting started? They just want to get started. They've been out for a while. They had an injury. They got, we'll call it distracted rather than lazy, and they're just starting to get back in. What's the big tip that you can give to somebody? They're coming back from their summer vacation. They put on 10 pounds. What should they do?
It's always going to be hydrate is number one. You want to start hydrating before you can start working out, obviously, if you're going to work out in the sun or even in the gym. Start hydrating and start walking. Start walking. Don't jump into the pool. Don't jump on the treadmill. Don't jump on the elliptical and so forth. Start walking gradually. Get to know your body again while exercising just so you have the correct adaptations, you know, before you start to overdo it.
People think that that's just totally obvious and self-evident, but it's not. You know, what happens is that you start getting back, you notice, oh, I just made a little progress, and then you punch it. Punching it is the wrong approach.
Don't punch it. Especially don't punch it.
You know, now, Tarek, you know, we talk about how you train Frank. Frank Gorey went back out to 49ers camp. I guess they break into camp in a couple of days. You also work real heavily with Lamar Miller. How do people find you if they want to join your NFL-quality program that you tailor for everyday dudes like me?
Okay, you can always visit my website at espatraining.com. Don't get it confused with ESPN, the famous ESPN. Mine is espatraining.com. Or you can also follow me at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. And also you can follow me on Instagram at Tarek Maddox.
All right.
My name.
Tat, you are the best. I will see you Saturday. You're the greatest. We're going to wrap up the show now.
Okay,
but, Tarek, thank you so much for all the
Nicole
tips.
Nicole over at Best Buddy. She's doing a great job over there. She's ready to get over and meet with us, Jim, so she can start working out with us.
Oh, high five to Nicole. Hey, Nicole, 1 o'clock at the 8th floor. We'll see you there, babe. All right, Tarek,
Jim.
Thanks so much. I'll see you in a couple days. I want to thank Tarek Maddox, trainer to the NFL stars. I want to thank Jim Angleton, the CEO, CFO, Big Cheese over at Aegis FS. I want to thank our sponsor, Shelley Bloom. I want to thank, of course, the guys at CCIM that were here today, making sure that I was accurate on any comment that I might have made about real estate or financial services. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. Of course, I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the University of Miami Medical Center, Medical Schools, Miller School of Medicine. We call them UHealth for delivering Dr. Roy Weiss to our community. Sounds like a really cool, nice guy. And because he's going to take care of my mom. I want to thank my mom for listening. I want to thank the NFL alumni. They're caring for kids. I want to thank Lawrence Kids. They're protecting kids. The Miami Dolphins are our sponsors, and so are the Miami Marlins. Thank you. Brewster Kell. Thank you. Tarek Maddox. Thank you. Magnum Energy Solutions. Thank you. Social Media 305, thank you. Aztec Group, Ezra, high five, thank you. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, I said you health, I'll say it again. The most important person on my show is you, the listener. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you join us next week for show 275 when we're going to have that star of social media and reality TV, Gil Deser, is going to be on. We're going to talk to Gil about the condo market and branding and real estate. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. You can find me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. That's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. We get thousands of hits all the time. If you missed the show, as soon as Wonder Woman gets to me, I put it up on the website, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 5 when we're going to have Gil Deser on for show 275. I can't believe it. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Honey, I'm on my way home.
You don't mess around with Jim.